Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hunyo taong 2000 nang huling sumipa sa mataas na antas ang inflation rate, bunsod ng pagpapatupad ng Goods and Services Tax ng Howard government. Matapos nito, taon-taon tumataas ang presyo ng 6%. Tila hindi naiiba dito ang nakaraang taon kung saan makikita ang muling pagtaas mula 3.5% sa 5.1%. Malaking dagok ito sa gobyerno sa gitna ng kampanya para sa eleksyon. Itinanggi naman ni Treasurer Josh Frydenberg na may kinalaman ito sa paghawak sa ekonomiya ng koalisyon.
Key drivers were housing, food, and transport costs. The single biggest increase was with respect to fuel prices, up 11% in the quarter and 35% higher through the year. This is the single biggest increase in fuel prices since Iraq's invasion of Kuwait more than 30 years ago. Australia is not immune from the international pressures driving up inflation. The COVID pandemic has led to major supply chain disruptions, which has seen freight costs increase in some cases by fivefold or more.
Naniniwala ang Treasurer na sa mababang bilang ng unemployment, ang pagtaas ng sahod ay makakasabay sa inflation.
4.25% was the forecast for inflation, and 2.75% was the forecast for wages. The expectation in the budget was that inflation would then come down to 3% in the next year and that the wages would increase to 3.25%. What we are also seeing, though, is a very tight labour market. And in a tight labour market, employers are competing for workers, and that will put upward pressure on wages.
Giit naman ni Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers, tumataas lahat sa bansang ito maliban sa sahod ng mga manggagawa.
Now, these inflationary pressures have been building in the economy for some time. The cost of living pressures have been building since before the war in Ukraine. Real wages are going backwards in this country, more substantially than they are in the US and in other places as well. Prices are going through the roof, real wages are falling, and interest rate rises are about to add to the pain.
Sa pagkasalita ng punong ministro sa gitna ng pangangampanya, batid nito ang matinding epekto ng pagtaas ng mga presyo.
There are lots of pressures on Australia at the moment. And particularly there are lots of economic pressures. And we know that Australians have been having to deal with rising costs of living pressures. And this is not unique to Australia. This is occurring all around the world. Our economy has many moving parts at the moment, all of them under stress right around the world.
Ang tinatawag na underlying inflation rate na nagpapanatag ng pabago-bagong presyo at nagbibigay ng pangmas matagalang tansya ay tumaas din sa 3.7% mula sa 1.4% ngayong taon. Ito rin ang unang pagkakataon simula 2010 na ang naturang rate ay umangat sa target ng Reserve Bank na 2-3%. Inaasahang magdadagdag ang mga ito ng pressure sa Bangko Sentral na itaas ang cash rate mula sa mababang tala na 0.1% sa kritikal na pagpupulong sa susunod na linggo. Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Garrett Borham para sa SBS News, isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.